Multiple reports say New York Governor Andrew Cuomo met with investigators from the state attorney general's office on Saturday here in New York City. It's part of a probe into accusations against the governor regarding inappropriate workplace conduct. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal reporter Jimmy Vielkind. Jimmy, welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Michael.
What do we know about what happened Saturday? And was this an interview or was the governor actually deposed?
We don't know exactly what happened. Both spokespeople and attorneys representing Governor Cuomo, as well as spokespeople for the Attorney General's office, have declined to share details. But we do know that this interview was highly anticipated for several months since the investigators overseen by Attorney General James began their review in March at Governor Cuomo's request. Deborah Katz, an attorney representing one of the women who has accused the governor of sexual harassment, said she expected that it would be under oath. We do know that several women and other people involved in this investigation have been formally subpoenaed and asked to testify under oath to investigators over the course of their review, but there is no firm confirmation as to whether or not Governor Cuomo was actually under oath. Though, again, it's expected that he was.
Jimmy, remind us, what is the governor accused of?
Well, five current and former female aides have said the governor made inappropriate comments. He touched them inappropriately in the workplace. Some have accused him of sexual harassment. Other people have accused him of inappropriate touching and commentary at social gatherings, including a wedding. And there are other women who have also come forward who were not former employees of the governor to share their stories. We know that investigators overseen by the Attorney General's office have spoken with these people over the course of months for multiple hours. We also know from the women and their attorneys that the Attorney General's investigators have reviewed hundreds of pages of documents, text messages, and other material as over the course of their investigation. Mr. Cuomo has said that he never touched anybody inappropriately, and he has apologized if any of his comments made women uncomfortable. His statements have changed a little bit over the course of weeks and months. At first, he was very apologetic. More recently, he said that just because someone was uncomfortable does not mean that he had committed sexual harassment or acted inappropriately. And most recently, the governor's aides have started to question whether or not Attorney General James's investigation is politically motivated. She, like Governor Cuomo, is a Democrat. She has not ruled out a gubernatorial bid in 2022, and there are many people in political circles who say that if Governor Cuomo is hobbled by the outcome of these investigations, that Attorney General James could be a good candidate for the Democratic Party.
Now, Jimmy, this investigation, the AG's investigation, started in March. By interviewing the governor, is this a signal that this investigation is wrapping up, coming close to a close?
Well, attorneys who are involved in these matters say yes. You typically start with the initial complainants. You move on to witnesses. You gather other testimony from people who have been involved with the target of the investigation. And finally, you get to the target themselves. Sarah Berger, an attorney who deals with sexual harassment law, told Charter that this is a typical thing and that it does signal a later phase of the investigation. The Wall Street Journal reported last month that other senior advisors and aides to the governor have also been interviewed. We also know, as I said previously, that many of the women who were initially complaining about the governor's behavior have been interviewed multiple times, first informally and later formally deposed under oath. We also know that members of the governor's state police security detail have spoken to investigators about what they witnessed in the course of their duties, and that the investigation has expanded in its scope from the initial focus on sexual harassment to also look at how the governor and his close associates acted in the aftermath of these accusations being publicly aired. We know that Attorney General James's investigators have spoken with county executives around the state about calls they received from a close ally of the governor named Larry Schwartz, who was in charge of vaccine allocation. All of it's coming together to paint what we believe will be a comprehensive picture about the workplace environment in Governor Cuomo's administration.
Jimmy, I'm curious about something here. This investigation, will it be made public, and how public will it be, and will anything be redacted? We have a minute left.
We haven't heard specifically from the Attorney General what shape the report will take. We do believe its findings will be made public. We're hearing that signal from her close associates and from her assistants. And the big question is when. There is an ongoing impeachment inquiry in the New York State Assembly that is touching on both these sexual harassment accusations, but also other areas of the governor's conduct, including nursing home policies related to COVID-19. The Attorney General in Albany last month said that the review would, quote, conclude when it concludes. We're starting to hear signals that, given the governor's interview this weekend, that the report could be made public sometime later this month or next month.
Jimmy,
but people in Albany are waiting.
Jimmy, thank you very much. We're going to have to leave it there. We'll check in with you again. I've been speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Jimmy Vielkind. Jimmy, thank you.
Thank you.